Great to have you along on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here, really pleased to welcome Red Green to the microphone. Red is the host of the Red Green Show. That program debuted in 1991. It's now the longest-running Canadian program running on American TV. Red's an expert in the use of duct tape. His most recent book is How to Do Everything from the Man Who Should Know. And he's got a couple of Wisconsin events coming up. Actually, this Saturday, I want to talk with him about and, of course, visit with him. And welcome your calls at 1-800-642-1234. Red, it's great to have you back.
Well, it's great to be had, as always, Larry. Looking forward to coming to Milwaukee there this weekend.
Yeah, you're on. You have two events on this Saturday. Let's see, you're at from 2 to 4, I've got you signing books at Barnes & Noble on Mayfair Road in Wauwatosa.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And then I've got you at 7:30. You'll be performing at the Muskego High School Performing Arts Center. And all the ticket revenue is going to go to help support public television in Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's it. You know, and it's a one-man show I'm doing there. I mean, there's only one of us on stage, and luckily it's me. Otherwise, I wouldn't bother coming, probably.
Well, it's great to hear your voice again and great to have you back with us. How's the book been doing? How to do everything from the man who should know?
Well, it's doing really well. On the first printing, when the first printing went great, we sold both copies, and so we've now printed a few more. And I think what really helped us was fireplace season. You know, it's because it's excellent kindling, acid-free kindling. So it's doing real well. It's in its fifth or sixth printing now. It's the most successful book I've had, and that means that it may break even.
Well, I'm telling you, it's a lot of fun to read. I appreciate it. I've really had a lot of fun reading it. I've really enjoyed it. I've learned so much from you.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Larry, and I apologize in advance to your wife.
Diane in Milwaukee has a question for you. Hi, Diane. Diane, are you there?
Oh, hello. I'm wondering what happened to Harold. Haven't seen Harold lately.
What happened to Harold, Diane? Not nearly enough, as far as I'm concerned. Actually, by the final episode, Harold got married. He married Bonnie, who looked exactly like him. And when she came out on stage, I said, "You two are going to save a fortune on mirrors." and they have two children, and they made the mistake of not adopting, so the kids look like them, too. So it's really just a kind of an odd, dysfunctional family that will go on and be incredibly successful, I'm sure.
Are they going to be on the show?
No, the show is all over. We did 300 episodes, and a couple weren't bad, Diane, so we decided to wrap it up while the odds were in our favor.
Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot for calling. On to Josh in Hayward. Hi, Josh. Josh, are you? Hi.
Yeah, I'm here. Red, I had a guy telling me that your show was a comedy. I called him an idiot.
Yeah, he just doesn't get it. That's all, Josh.
No, I called to tell you about my latest invention. We got a snowmobile that sits around 2 months out of the year up here in Hayward, Wisconsin. And I thought, why waste the time having it sit there do nothing for 2 months? So we had a couple of bushels of walnuts, and we're hacking away on with the hatchet and hammer, and thought, what the heck? So we made a chute for it and staked her to the ground, and it's the best walnut sheller you ever seen in your life.
Oh, my. Boy. You don't get any oil fumes in your walnuts, so to speak?
Well, yeah, there's a trick to that. You got to point the muffler the opposite direction. We're thinking about converting it to a cabbage shredder, too, for a party we're having this summer.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's really the handyman's Cuisinart by the sound of it.
You get the spike tracks, and that does it.
Oh,
oh boy. Well, the man's a genius. The man's a genius.
Thanks, Josh.
I learned everything I know from you, Red. Appreciate all the years of enjoyment and education.
Hey, it's been my pleasure, believe me.
Thanks, Josh. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. You can
join. That was a good one.
Yeah, you can join in too, by the way, if you'd like to, at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us at talk@wpr.org. We'd love to hear from you. You've talked a lot. You have a lot of favorite tools, I expect. But other than duct tape, what's your favorite tool, Red?
You know, lately I've been leaning towards the cable ties. You know, those things they flip around and they go into their own end and go click, 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 and they kind of lock in.
Yeah.
I think that's got to be a pretty quick way of putting things together. And I see some of those police programs, they actually use them as the kind of handyman's handcuffs. So they got a lot of applications.
They do have a lot of applications, but yet you have to remember to put them in the right way. Otherwise, it just slips back right back out. I found that out.
I saw your fence.
Dave and Augusta next for you, Red. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Larry. Red, a big fan. No, actually, I'm not a big fan, but I've been a fan for a long time. I tell you, I got a problem. I want to make the world's best muskie fishing bait, and I was wondering if you had any suggestions for me.
Muskie fishing bait.
Yes.
Okay. You know, whenever you're fishing, the trick is not to have the best bait. The trick is not to have good bait. It's just to have better bait. So what you want to do is, whenever you're fishing any kind of fish, and muskie in particular, is you get the absolute worst bait you can get and put it on everybody else's hook. And then whatever you use, like, muskies aren't stupid. You know, well, they are, but they're not that stupid. They're going to go to the best option. And that's always what you want to be in life. And it's the same when you're dating women or anything like that. Try to be the best option.
Oh, great. Hey, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling, Dave. Appreciate your call. Wow. Well, we've got Jim and Rice Lake up next. Jim, hello to you.
How's it going?
Good.
Greg, thanks for all the great years of television, and I just wanted to say thank you for teaching me everything I know, and thank God you didn't teach me everything you know.
Well, if I taught you everything you know, you'd be incarcerated at this point, Jim.
Okay.
You're welcome.
No, thanks.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. Well, Roman in Sheboygan also has a comment for you, Red. Hi, Roman.
Well, hello, gentlemen. I use the term slightly loosely, but in good company. I was very happy a long while back saw an episode regarding tailgating, and you taught some valuable info. You had one idea, I think, was a thermos that you would screw to the top of the roof to make it look like you forgot it there so people would stand back. And if I recall, you had the bumper that you could drop with a rope, and then the spray paint would come out the back. But I just want to thank you. You know, in light of all the things going on with the economy and everything, it's fantastic to have this kind of laughter, and thank you so much.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I get that a lot, but the truth is, we were having as much fun as the viewers. And in fact, we were surprised that we even had viewers. So, you know, the whole program has been a complete miracle and a real testament to what people will do when they're unemployed.
Well, thank you so much, and more of it to come.
Thanks, Roman. Thanks for calling. Well, you've got to take a look at, well, Al and Abrams. Let's go to Al first. Al, hi. Thank you for calling.
Well, thanks a lot for having Red on the show. Today's my birthday, and I can't think of a better birthday gift than to talk to Mr. Green.
Wow. Happy birthday, Al.
Thanks a lot, Red. I'm soon to retire, and I'm looking at a couple of part-time business propositions. And something I've been toying with over the years and have made several items is a line of lingerie made out of duct tape, cable ties, and silicone caulk. And I just wonder if you had any marketing tips for my new endeavor.
Well, you know what I think you should do is gather up all the resources that you have, financial and otherwise, and put them in your wife's name. And then go and do whatever looks like a smart idea to you.
Well, I've talked to some farmer friends of mine, and they said I could just go in business with them and milk cows until all my retirement funds were gone. But since they're already doing it, I was looking for something a little more innovative and, you know, exciting. So,
no, it's way too late for you, Al. Forget the innovation. You know, you've used up all your innovation staying married all these years.
And I guess one other little anecdote I'd like to share is my son, who actually was a student of Larry's several years ago at Madison, brought a new girlfriend over to the home one night, and little did she know that was Red Green night, and we watched 6 hours of Red Green.
Oh, my God.
She never came back.
Well, you know, it's the ones that come back that scare you, really.
I guess they would have been. And Larry, Mike's doing well as a lobbyist in Washington.
Oh, great. I haven't heard from the guy in a long time, so tell him to shoot me an email.
Well, he's probably listening right now. I called him and told him. Yeah.
Thanks, Al.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mike.
Yeah, appreciate the call. Oh, that's great. Well, you know, that's it's always nice to hear. Always, oops, what did he do here? What am I? Whoop.
Oh, boy.
Let's see. Let's drop those.
Drop in.
There. Now we can drop that one. There. All right.
There we go.
I pushed buttons I shouldn't have pushed, Red.
I understand. Okay. I'm glad you don't work for NASA.
Oh, man. Well, let's see. I wanted to know, now, one of the shows that I watch out of Canada is the Canadian handyman Mike Holmes. He's the other Canadian. He's the other Canadian handyman, and Judith watches him as well. And my wife loves watching him. What do you think of him?
You know, he's too intimidating. You know, you watch him, and all he does is complain about anything anybody else did. And he does it perfectly. Well, who needs that? You know, that's like the worst neighbor you'd ever have. When you watch my show, you think, geez, I could do way better than that. It makes you feel good, you know? I think the guy's a big show-off, to be honest with you.
Oh, but by the way, if you want to join in, you have a question or comment for our guest today, Red Green. He's the author. His new book is How to Do Everything from the Man Who Should Know, a completely exhaustive guide to do-it-yourself and self-help. Join in at 1-800-642-1234. It's 1-800-642-1234. And you can also email us. The email address is talk@wpr.org. talk@wpr.org. You mentioned it was somewhere along the line here earlier in the show, fish came up. Oh, I know, it was the muskie lure. We just did a segment on fishing yesterday on my show. You've got a chapter in the book about the 10 benefits of fishing. What do you remember what the biggest benefit was?
Not a clue, Larry, but I bet you do.
Well, I would as soon as I could find the page.
I wrote that book over an hour ago, Larry. It's all way in the distance. Abyss of bad memories.
Well, let's see. The benefits of fishing. It's peace, quiet, instant gratification when you catch a fish.
Yeah.
Limited communication. You don't have to talk to people.
Yeah.
And no matter how you look, chances are the guy in the rubber pants and the plaid shirt with the fish hooks jammed up his whatever is not going to judge you.
Like a fun book.
Oh, I tell you, I've had some really good times reading through this book. And about social situations, you share your wisdom on everything from what not to say to a bride to how to drink responsibly.
Exactly. Yeah, it really is. It's quite a wide range of topics. You know, when I got that contract to write the book, it was in December of 2008, and the only thing I said on there was I had to deliver a 235-page manuscript by September 1st of 2009. And I phoned them back. I said, that's totally unacceptable. We have to change that to read, I got to deliver 15 pages every 2 weeks. Otherwise, I'll be up all night August 31st trying to write a book.
So that's what you did?
That's what I did. So every 2 weeks, I fired off 15 pages. And I could get up in the morning and you know, write whatever occurred to me. I really enjoyed it. And I drew all the drawings and took all the photographs. So it's been well received. Like I say, we've sold a lot of them, and hardly any have come back. And we're happy with the whole deal.
Well, we've got Ruth in Butternut, Wisconsin, who has a question for you or a comment. Ruth, hi. Thanks for calling. Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
I'm thinking the... She. I wonder if she wrapped her phone in duct tape.
There she is.
So my husband just loved duct tape.
Oh, your husband just loved duct tape.
Oh, good.
Nuts.
You know
what? I'm afraid we lost you, Ruth.
Yeah, she needs more foil around that unit.
Brian and Wauwatosa will give you a chance. Hi, Brian.
Hey, how you fellas doing?
Good show.
We're good.
Good. Glad to hear it. The unfortunate thing is I've never seen your show, Red. And I was just wondering if you can tell me in 25 words or less, what exactly did I miss all these years?
I'll take my answer
off the air.
All right. Thanks for calling.
He's missed an opportunity to look. And by the sounds of it, it'll never happen again.
Well, you know, there'll be reruns, won't there?
Oh, he can keep watching, but he wanted to know what he's missed by not watching. You know, if he'd watched it, he'd realize that he's not as stupid as he thinks he is. But I don't see any reason to question that.
Oh, Barb in Chippewa Falls, we'll go to you now. Hi, Barb.
Well, good morning. Thank you for having the show. I love handy hints and everything. I had a question. I am, at the moment, I have a number of tasks I have to do today, including right now I'm making cookies, then I'm going to be baking or planting some pine trees and doing yard work. I am completely out of duct tape, and I cannot get into town. I was wondering if you have any good substitute in the event of an emergency.
A duct tape emergency.
Holy mackerel. If you've got a 1978 Cordoba, if you have like a tea kettle where you can steam the roof a bit and peel the vinyl roof off and then cut it into 2-inch strips, that is as close as you're going to get the duct tape.
I do not have one of those, but I think my neighbor does, so I appreciate that.
You go for it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Barb.
You're welcome.
Oh, Christopher at Lake Mills, on to you. Hi, Christopher.
Already, hello.
Hi.
Hey, Mr. Green.
How you doing, Christopher?
Oh, I'm hanging in there, sir.
All right.
I'm calling you from a place, and I'm a fellow with, I got plenty of duct tape. Multicolored.
Okay.
Calling you from a place, it just seemed like a bunch of folks calling that, I don't know. Ain't necessarily touching base. I'm walking barefoot through a field of dandelions. I love them. I would never poison them. I eat their leaves. I dig up the roots.
Is this part of your community service, Christopher?
Excuse me?
Is it part of your community service you walk through dandelions barefoot?
Well, surprisingly enough, I have never had to commit to a community service. I've never been caught for the bad things that I've done.
I think they're tracing this call right now.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Oh, thanks, Christopher. Let's find out what's on Jerry's mind and pray to Sheen. Hi, Jerry.
Hello. Some years ago, I had a call from my Madison son-in-law late on a Saturday night telling me that, Jerry, turn on the TV set to the public channel. There's a really dumb show on, but it's the kind of humor you'd like. Well, you know, the show was a Red Green special, and we've been watching it ever since.
So,
Red, thanks for everything.
Well, you're welcome. You know, I'll tell you something. People say to me, you have got to be pretty smart to be that stupid. So I think that's the way I look at it. I was doing one of those bagathons for the station in South Bend, and I'm on the air live, and the guy says to me, you know, some people say this is a stupid show. What do you say to that? And I said, well, I've never had anybody smart tell me it was a stupid show.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. And Alan St. Germain.
Yeah, hi. Hi, Red.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Yeah, I always watched your show. Hey, I got a question. One of your books, you put a candle in a can, and then you blew flour into it, and it was supposed to blow the top off of the can. I tried it, and it didn't work.
You tried it, and it didn't work?
Yeah, what did
you... I don't know what to tell you. I'd have to actually look at it. You know, you sure the flame stayed on when you put the lid on? You got to put the lid on the can.
Yeah, the lid was on the can, but when I blew into the tubing, into the funnel and stuff, I blew the candle out.
Well, you can't have the candle in the funnel, you know.
A lot of entertainment for me. Thank you very much.
All right. One final warning on that. I had some guy out west told me that he tried it, and he used the Coffee Mate, you know, the coffee creamer?
Yeah.
Watch out for that one. That goes a bomb because it's got fat in it, as most of us do. So be careful with that one.
Okay, I'll try that one.
Beth, let's go to Beth at Richland Center. Hi, Beth.
This is a privilege. I have been a great Red-Green fan from the very start. And, Mr. Green, I just would like to volunteer to be one of the models for the duct tape lingerie calendar for a charity of your choice. And I think the young lady who took my call might be the second volunteer.
All right, that's fantastic. Although, the thing with duct tape underwear is that it takes a minute to put on and about an hour and a half to take off. it's a Planned Parenthood lingerie of choice.
Oh, man. Thanks, Beth.
My pleasure.
Oh, boy. Well, Red, you're going to be, I got to mention this again because I want people to go and see you. You're going to be signing your books on Saturday from 2 to 4 at Barnes & Noble on Mayfair, North Mayfair Road in Wauwatosa.
Yeah.
So go and see Red and tell him you heard him on public radio, and then he'll be happy to see you. So that's 2 to 4 on Saturday. By the way, Saturday's my birthday. So,
wow.
Yeah, so you're doing it on my birthday. So I won't be there, but I hope everybody else is. At 7:30 p.m., you'll be performing at the Muskego High School Performing Arts Center, and all the ticket revenue there goes to support public television. Red, it is always a pleasure.
Yeah, me too, Larry. You take care of yourself and keep your stick on the ice and have a happy birthday on Saturday.
All right. Thanks, Red. Red Green is the author of How to Do Everything from the Man Who Should Know. It is it's a fun book. You'll read along and then suddenly watch other people reading it. They'll be reading along and suddenly they burst out laughing. And, not every part of it just catches your funny bone, but most parts do. How to Do Everything from the Man Who Should Know, Red Green. Hey, Judith and I will be in Bayfield tomorrow. So if you're in the Bayfield area, get to the Bayfield Pavilion. We broadcast live from there tomorrow.
In March, the Dalai Lama announced that he was looking for a successor to take over his political duties as head of Tibet's government in exile. 2 weeks ago, his successor, an exiled Tibetan and Harvard graduate, was elected. I'm Jean Faraca. Join us for Tibet After the Dalai Lama, today at 3, here on Earth.
Support for WPR comes from American Players Theater, presenting 5 plays in the outdoor amphitheater up the hill and 3 productions in the indoor Touchstone Theater.